all of our listeners, I want you to know we're incredibly honored to have Stephen M. R. Covey with us. He, as I mentioned earlier, he's the CEO of the Covey Leadership Center. He increased the profits of that business by 12 times during his tenure, more than doubled the revenues of the business. He orchestrated the merger with Franklin Quest that ended up becoming Franklin Covey. And he has an incredible book coming out, which I highly recommend that every one of you get, called The Speed of Trust, that basically that high trust relationships issue a dividend in that they take a shorter time and they cost less, whereas low trust relationships cost a lot more and take a lot longer time. And so without further ado, Stephen, thank you for being with us. And will you share with us how you made your first dollar following your passions, and what lesson did you learn from that that you can share with our listeners?
Great. Well, thank you so much, Chris and Janet. I'm delighted to be here. And I wanted to congratulate the two of you for the success of the Passion Test, both in terms of the quality of the book, but also the success it's achieved in the last several days on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm delighted to share this. I'll share a brief story about my father, who most of you will know, Dr. Stephen Covey, who wrote The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And this explains how I got into my passion. I had been working in real estate development, and I enjoyed it. I actually was pretty good at it, but it wasn't my passion. And yet, because I was pretty good at it, you tend to stay in something that you're good at. But I remember one day talking with my father and talking about maybe I'd stay in real estate, stay doing that. And I'll never forget what he said to me, because he knew where my real passions were, because we'd grown up together. He taught me. And he said, well, that's good. Real estate's great, son, if that's what you want to do, but I know you better than you know yourself. He said, do you want to spend your life building buildings or building souls, building people? And that just hit me that, you know, I liked real estate. I was good at it, but I really wanted to be involved in more than building buildings, and that's great for some people. That might be their passion. But for me, my passion was all about building people and building capability and helping people realize their potential. And so I went into that field and joined with my father, and I did all this before the Seven Habits book came out. And back then it was harder to see how to make the path work to make the money in this field. But what happened was my first dollar really came about when I was able to sell Seven Habits training. This is even before the book comes out, selling Seven Habits training to companies, corporations in particular at first, that would offer this training to their people. And it took me a while to figure out how to do it, but then over time I figured it out, and we sold a lot of training. And actually built Covey Leadership Center into, at the time, it became the largest leadership development company in the world, with, you know, over $112 million in training revenue and the like. And it was a very exciting run. So that's how I got into my passion. And I will say this, that it repeated itself again, because after the merger with Franklin Quest, for the next several years, I continued with the company, Franklin Covey. But then I felt very compelled about pursuing another passion, which was really to go into this new arena that I've entered into, and that's the whole field of trust, and to write a book on trust and to develop training and consulting around it. So I took another leap and was not really, I left Franklin Covey with the idea that I'd work on this book and create this training and the like. And at first, I didn't really have any business because I was just starting this whole thing. So I started doing some speaking on this for free, just because I didn't have anything to offer yet. So I wanted to get the experience and test the ideas, make sure that they were working. And as I started doing that, then interest was created. And so my first dollar came right after my first free speech. Someone in the audience said, "This is terrific. Will you come speak at our company?" And I said, "Sure." So then I began speaking and then training and consulting on this, and we built training courses and the like. And so, the lessons I really learned in following these passions and then trying to monetize it, getting dollars out of it, I would say are these two things. The first is it takes a leap. You know, there's a leap, and in my case, it was a leap of faith because I had, you know, a more attractive alternative economically initially to stay in real estate. But I wanted to follow my passion, and is that there's that quote by I believe it's Goethe, who said, "Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it." Sometimes that first leap is difficult, but being bold and courageous helps create some of the genius and the magic and the power. I think the second lesson I learned was that the best way to create your future, the best way to predict your future is to create it. See, once you've taken this bold step, now you're master of your destiny. You're creating your future, and that's the best way to predict it. And I found myself becoming very resourceful, full of initiative, finding ways to make this work, to make the decision right, and to really make the decision viable. So that's a good summary of what I've learned.
That's fabulous, Stephen. Thank you so much for that.
Totally inspiring, Stephen. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Stephen, what is the date that your book will be released formally?
The book will come out October 17th. It's called The Speed of Trust. It's available today for pre-order at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. The Speed of Trust, October 17th. But you can pre-order it now.
Great. Wonderful. So all of our listeners, go place your order for that book now. It is one of the most powerful concepts that you will come across, and this whole aspect of trust. Everything that Janet and I have had the good fortune of accomplishing and achieving in terms of the passion test going to being in having its success, everything that we've done with Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, all been built around what we call enlightened alliances, which are totally based on trust. And this principle that Stephen is teaching, and he is a master teacher of this principle, is one of the most important things that you can learn. So please go and order your book now. And to learn more about Stephen and the work that he and his partner Greg Link are doing, you can go to www.coveylink.com. Again, www.coveylink.com. C-O-V as in Victor, E-Y-L-I-N-K.com. Stephen, thank you again so much for joining us and being with us, and we hope that you'll get some rest now after. We know you just come back from a long trip.
Oh, certainly. Thank you, Chris and Janet. It's great to be with you.
Oh, wonderful to be with you, and we look forward to it again. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.